Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldbergs.
You, says everybody.
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. You know, I often wonder what things really were like B.D.
B.D.?
Before Dove. Before the ladies discovered that Dove, D-U-Z, is best, that it does everything in a wash.
Well, here's what my wash day was like, B.D., before Dove. First, they used to scrub my husband's work pants till my fingers ached.
Oh, some job.
Uh-huh. And my towels. It was almost impossible to get them white. And the nice colors in my wash. Why, they lost all their pep.
That was B.D. before Dove.
Yes, but now things are different.
Now you've changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. Now you know Dove does best. This new kind of soap does everything in your wash. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, plus, greater safety for colors.
My wash days now are all A.D., after does.
What about those dirty work pants, after dozing?
Clean as can be, and I don't do any hard scrubbing.
No soap takes dirt out easier than does. What about your towels, A.D., after dozing?
They just couldn't be whiter. I'm so proud of them.
No soap washes whiter than does. And how do those colored rayon slips look?
Hmm? Bright and fresh. They just couldn't be prettier.
Does is extra safe for colors, you know. Does everything. It's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does gives you the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors. So be a lady who does. Does best. Does everything. Now, Dove invites you to visit the Goldbergs. For a while this evening, it looked as if Molly would never get to the civic meeting tonight. Rosie suddenly developed a slight temperature, probably from the excitement. But it wore off, and Molly was persuaded to go to the meeting. Just as Bertie and Molly were about to leave, a call came in from New York. Molly was out of the room at the moment. Seymour answered, and it was Jake. Quickly, Bertie had him tell Jake to call back in a few minutes. And then, just as quickly, Bertie rushed Molly out of the house. Bertie's motives were simple. Jake was opposed to Molly's running for council, and Bertie didn't want to give Jake a chance to change Molly's mind. Rosie is home now. Listen.
Hello. Hello, Uncle David. This is Rosie. Did Mama get to the meeting yet? No. I'm all right, Uncle David. No, I didn't have any temperature. No, Uncle David. But wait, I have to tell you something. Well, listen. Yes, Mama and Bertie are walking. Yes, well, listen, Uncle David. Papa called from New York. He's in New York. And he's taking the bus and he'll be home in about an hour and a half. But don't tell Mama, not until she accepts the nomination. Please, Uncle David. Well, because if Papa says no, then... All right. All right, Uncle David. Yes, Mama's walking with Bertie. She'll be there any minute. But whatever you do, Uncle David, don't tell Mama that Papa called me.
Excuse me, Bertie, please. The buckle on my galosh open. Don't stand in the deep snow, dear.
Let me help.
Sure, darling. Everybody's afraid if I bend myself. All right. All right. Sorry. Come, dear.
I'm sorry I didn't bring a flashlight, Mrs. Goldberg.
All right. The white snow and the stars in the sky is light enough. Come, buddy, dear. Wait, don't walk over there because the ice is under the snow. Wait, you hold my hand and I'll hold your hand.
We're very good friends, aren't we, Mrs. Goldberg?
Oh, very.
I'm very proud to be your friend.
Well, I'm also proud.
To be my friend?
Why not?
I don't know why you should be.
Why not? You're a good person, baby. Kind person, so that makes you a rare person.
Those are my good qualities. But I'm also something else besides good and kind.
What? After all, a person is not one thing. A person is many things. So what are you that you're not, huh?
A gossip, a talker.
Well, who is not? I'm also not a woman of a few words.
Some people are more than others, though.
Well, you're not more and you're not less.
I'm trying awfully hard to discipline my curiosity.
Yeah, baby. About what, Princess?
You know.
Yeah? About Elizabeth Neal.
And Mr. Reynolds.
Well, believe me, Bertie, dear darling, I'm also trying to discipline my curiosity. I'm trying very hard, Bertie, dear. And if it wasn't for the meeting, and also that Mr. Goldberg told me not to mix, believe me, Bertie, darling, I would have myself all mixed and mingled by now. But if I'm going to accept the nomination for the councilwoman against Mr. Reynolds, after all, I want to keep myself fluid so I can oppose my opponent without emotional consideration.
Do you think Elizabeth Neal will be at the meeting, Mrs. Elbert?
I don't know, Bertie. I didn't call her, and she didn't call me. Only Bruce Hanley told me she wants Ed Reynolds defeated, not because of feminine reasons, but because of the good of Lastonbury.
But, Mrs. Goldberg, why should a man like Mr. Reynolds object to selling the town some land for a housing project?
Yeah.
He doesn't need the land. There's nothing on that strip of land but a lot of weeds.
No, of course. That's a significant issue, and that's a significant point.
Yes, but unless he wants to build himself a golf course or a big mansion for Teresa or flood the land for a lake so he can take his child bride sailing in a gondola.
Gondola on a lake. That's very romantic. Gondola, that's in... Where did they go with gondola? That's in... Italy. Well, that's very nice. Well, if I knew Elizabeth Neal better than I do, I would ask her a few questions.
Well, maybe you won't have to ask her if she's at the meeting. She'll talk, I hope.
A car? Who's tootling?
I can't see. Mr. Reynolds.
Reynolds? Oh,
Mr. Reynolds.
Can I give you a lift, ladies?
Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, well, should we let him lift us?
Why not?
On your way to the meeting, I suppose.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes. Get in.
Oh.
Come on, Mrs. Goldberg. Let's get in.
Get in? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Get in, Mrs. Goldberg.
All right. You go first, baby.
Excuse me.
You go first, baby.
All right.
All right.
Well, I'll close the door, Mr. Reynolds. Don't disturb yourself. Thank you very much. You all right, buddy?
Yes.
Move over a little bit. We shouldn't crowd Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, that's all right. I can drive fine. Wonderful night for the meeting.
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Stars and so much moon.
Nice for sleigh riding.
That's an old-fashioned sport.
Not for us, huh, Mrs. Goldberg? but perhaps you're a little more modern than I am, huh, Mrs. Goldberg?
You mean because Mrs. Goldberg is politically minded for her age?
Political life is a very complicated business.
Oh, very, very.
Very, very.
Did you ever sit in on a council meeting, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, not exactly.
Do you know the rules of the parliamentary procedure?
Well, there's no parliament in Lastonbury.
Of course not, there's no parliament in Lastonbury. Parliament is not even America Parliament. Parliament is in England and Parliament. Here in Lastonbury, just a village council of, what shall I say, a friend.
Well, have you your speech all prepared, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, speech, I'm not such a speecher.
I don't think there's going to be any speech-making, Mr. Reynolds. It's just the housing project that will be discussed. That's one of the important issues, Mr. Reynolds.
Yes, so I understand. Are you in favor of it?
You, me?
Yes, you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, I think so.
That's your property the village wants, isn't it, Mr. Reynolds?
Yes. I suppose you've looked into the matter thoroughly before making up your mind, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, how thoroughly my thinking is, I don't know. But, I mean, I don't think it needs such thoroughly thinking because I think it's a good idea to have a housing project.
I understand, and correct me if I'm incorrect, when I say that you're not willing to sell your land to the village.
Not especially.
But if the village wants the housing and you refuse to sell, the council can condemn your land and make you sell. Isn't that so, Mr. Reynolds?
But not a very democratic procedure, though, is it?
Well, what benefits all the people is democratic, I always thought.
Well, not if it means taking a man's private property.
But you'll be patriots. You don't use the land, do you, Mr. Reynolds?
A man's private property is his to do as he pleases. The Bill of Rights says every man has a right to his own pursuit of happiness.
But if his happiness is against the happiness of the people...
Then, of course, what happens to the people, by the people, and for the people?
Well, let them go out and get their own land.
Oh, well, Mr. Reynolds, I don't know how hysterically informed you are, but if you'll excuse me... This is not 1849.
There's no more free territory.
And the point is, Mr. Reynolds, why should you oppose? Excuse me, but because, I mean, the land is needed. You don't use it.
Because there's an important principle involved, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, I see.
Don't you realize there's an emergency?
Well, I'd be willing to do anything in an emergency.
Don't you think the war is an emergency?
Yes. But in peacetime...
The peace will also be an emergency, Mr. Reynolds, even as much as the war.
And after all the suffering we've been going through today, yes?
It'll be a terrible emergency to make the kind of world that we're fighting for, Mr. Reynolds. If we don't, it'll be a worse emergency.
You've certainly figured this out, haven't you?
Well, I didn't figure it out. I feel it.
That's a new approach to politics, isn't it?
Yes, thank God.
Yes, a new approach, Mr. Reynolds. Why not? These are new times.
Housewives will be our future ambassadors, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, you think that would be so bad, Mr. Reynolds? Who knows better what's good for the world than a mother that lost a son? Or a wife that lost a husband, huh? The world is made up of a family of people, Mr. Reynolds.
Mr. Reynolds, be careful. There's somebody in the room.
Somebody in the room.
Oh, hello. You're going to the meeting?
Who was that?
What did she say?
She said, yes, Mr. Reynolds.
Who was it?
Elizabeth Nikito.
Now, when folks take time these busy days to write a letter praising something, that something's got to be pretty terrific. That's why we're so pleased with all the letters we get praising Dove. Folks everywhere say this new kind of soap is best. It does everything in the wash. But from Cedar Lake, Indiana, Mrs. Charles Enochson writes that she's discovered Dove does everything for dishes, too. Listen.
I was simply amazed at how much more Dove does. Why, for dishes, I have suds aplenty, right straight through the whole job.
Yes, Mrs. Enochson, does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done. And it gives you fast action on grease, too, plus greater kindness to hands. And ladies, that's why I say does everything for dishes. Notice how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. No need to keep adding soap, because does suds stand up to the last frying pan. They cut grease without hard scouring, too. Yet, Dove is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them beautifully smooth. Yes, Dove does best. In the dishpan, too. Dove does everything. Well, for a moment there, the campaign for village council seems to be in full swing, what with Molly and Mr. Reynolds trading opinions at a heated pace. But Elizabeth Neal's sudden appearance on the road changed everybody's trend of thought. For Elizabeth, too, is on her way to the meeting. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Dwight Wiest, substituting for Clayton Collier, saying good day for the makers of Dove. The soap that does everything in your wash. More than ever, our government needs used fat. More than ever, you need Red Point. Save used fat. Get 2 points per pound.